Lily shared with me that she wanted to share a little bit about her life with us and that she wasn't going to preach. I said, okay, then I will preach. So I just want to share one verse with you, really, from the book of Esther, because as a church, we've been going through the book of Esther, and I felt like it would be good to continue. And it's just found in verse 12 of Esther chapter 2. And for those of you who have not been here since the start of the teaching on the book of Esther, let me just give you a little background. The background in chapter 1 is that the king is in the process of looking for a new queen. The queen that had been queen had done something to displease the king, and so a search was being done throughout the kingdom to find a replacement. And it turns out that one of the people of God named Esther was one of those women that was selected to come to be interviewed and to be seen whether or not she should become the next queen. And there were hundreds of young women that were selected as part of this process. And verse 12, in chapter 2, she does become queen. But there are several steps that are involved in her becoming queen. And verse 12 talks about one of the steps that's involved before she becomes the queen. And it's a very interesting verse. It says this: before a girl's turn came to go into King Xerxes, she had to complete 12 months of beauty treatments prescribed for the women, six months with oil of myrrh and six with perfumes and cosmetics. Wow, 1 year of beauty treatments to get ready before you could go in and see the king. Now, I don't have a lot of experience in beauty treatments. I've never been to a spa. I've not, I don't go and buy perfumes. This is foreign territory for me. And to think about doing this for 1 year, like every day of a year that you're getting this myrrh put into your skin and these perfumes put on you, I thought I should learn a little bit about beauty treatments, okay? And so what I found out was that myrrh is particularly useful for softening the skin, that it is a something that really has a lot of positive qualities for your skin. It's very good for treatment of acne. It's very good for making wrinkles go away. It's very good for making your skin very soft. So if you really want a good skin treatment, myrrh is the thing to get. The problem is it's very expensive. So if you go out and you've got a skincare product today, it's very difficult to find myrrh in it because it's so expensive. But this is what treatment that she was receiving to make her skin very soft for 6 months, putting this myrrh on the skin. I suppose she would have had the softest skin after these 6 months of treatment, you know, going every day to the spa. And I was thinking about what this meant in terms of spiritual function, because the scripture very clearly tells us that God is, as we'd learned about last week, that God is not primarily concerned about any external beauty. He did create all of us beautiful in some way. I mean, all of us in our physical characteristic and our physical features are unique. There's no ideal in the scripture about what size your nose should be or what color your hair should be or what shape your eyes should be. The Bible is not focused on an external beauty. And the New Testament teaches that very clearly, even in talking about the women of the Old Testament, that what God was looking for was the beauty of character. So since when we see something like this in the scripture, although it's an accurate historical event that she was going through these beauty treatments, what we need to ask the Lord for is, what would this mean for us? I mean, especially for a guy, right? I mean, what's this got to do with me? She went through 12 months of beauty treatment, 6 months with myrrh. Well, the fact is that one of the promises that God gave us about the new covenant in Jesus Christ was this, that when the Holy Spirit came, that he would take away our heart of stone and give us a heart of flesh, meaning he would take away our hard heart and give us a soft heart. And that part of the function of the Holy Spirit is to soften us so that we have feeling of compassion for people. He softens us so that we're able to pray for our enemies. He softens us so that when men revile and persecute us, we're able to respond with blessing. It is the softening of our hearts that allows us to overcome the hardness that comes from sin, because the deceitfulness of sin hardens our hearts. And so really, what God is wanting is he's wanting all of us in here to go through beauty treatment. 6 months or more of softening of heart. That every day under the influence of the Holy Spirit, he pours the Holy Spirit into us and he softens us. So we're ready finally to go into service before the King of the universe. And it's so beautiful that the Holy Spirit would do this work in our life, because in this world in which we live, the tendency is always to get a hard heart. It's always the tendency to stop up the care and concern for other people, to be bound by fears, to be bound by criticism of other people. Yeah. And the work of the Holy Spirit is to soften our hearts. Hallelujah. Oh, don't we want that beauty treatment in our lives? Don't we want the Holy Spirit to come and bring the softness in our hearts? You know, I know that one of the realities for me about God's work in my own life, I think I've shared this before, is before I became a Christian, I didn't cry very much. I just wasn't deeply moved enough in my heart. Now, that's a common problem. I call it a problem. A common problem for guys, that we are not in touch enough with the emotional side to be able to feel things deeply enough that we would cry. Now, I'm not suggesting that crying is more spiritual than if you can cry. But I am suggesting that if your heart is moved, that sometimes it will lead you to cry in a way that you feel the pain of other people, you feel moved, that you care so deeply. Yeah. And your heart is so deeply touched that you can feel things. Yes. And God wants to be able to help us to feel things deeply, because then we are truly alive. Now, the reason why many people's hearts become hard is because what they feel in their lives is pain, and they want to stop feeling that pain, and so their heart becomes deadened so they don't have to feel that pain anymore. But this is where the beauty of this beauty, this beauty treatment was also to pour in healing things that went into the skin. So God, when we are being made beautiful, not only can we feel things deeply, but God comes and heals us so that we can have the capacity to respond. He heals us so that we can be beautiful in the way that we lose the bitterness of our heart. We lose all of the terrible meaning of those bad experiences, and he transforms us. And so I can cry much more easily now. I see situations with people and tears come to my eye. Why? Am I becoming a weak person? Am I becoming an emotional person? I'm becoming a person that God's Spirit is touching my heart. And I feel glad that I can feel those things, because I can enter into the heart of Jesus. And so you may be here today, and the reality is that you have a heart that needs to be softened by God. It needs to be touched by the Holy Spirit. You need to be in the Holy Spirit over and over again so that your heart can be affected, so that you can get that heart of softness. That's what this woman Esther, she was going through this beauty treatment, but she was picturing something that God wants to do for us. And then there were 6 months of perfume. Wow. Now, why 6 months of perfume? Thinking about that. I think it was because it wasn't just that the perfume was to be applied externally. It was to seep in. It was so that when you got 6 months of perfume treatments, when you walked, it would exude from you. Every pore in your body, there'd be perfume coming out. Man, when she walked by, you knew that Esther was in the room. Woo! What was that? Wow! You know? Yeah, that's it. So, you know, this woman was every down to her toes. To the top of her head, man, she was taking perfume baths. She was everywhere perfume was being put on her, poured on her. She was lying in perfume. So that no matter what, even if she took a day off, perfume was coming out. And perfume was there. Wow, that's so great that you'd be so full of that aroma. So full. But I'll tell you, there's an aroma that God wants to produce in our lives that comes out of us. So that, and it's called the aroma of Christ. And 2 Corinthians chapter 4 talks about this aroma. Chapter 2. 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, "But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ, and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of him. For we are to God the aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. Hallelujah. To the one we are the smell of death, to the other the fragrance of life. And who is equal for such a task? Now, you know, with perfume, some people, they smell one perfume and they say, oh, that's really nice. And other people smell perfume and say, oh, that's terrible. You know, why is it that people have different responses to the same scent? And here we're told that when we reveal Jesus to some people say, oh man, I don't like that smell. And other people say, oh, that is the smell of life. And the reality is that not everybody likes the aroma of Jesus. But the reality is the aroma of Jesus is the most beautiful aroma. I'm not talking about a physical smell. I'm talking about the character of holiness. I'm talking about a revelation of the beauty of God. I'm talking about a God who is full of love and mercy. And that comes out of the life of someone who knows God, who is bathed in the Holy Spirit. It just comes out. See, the problem is we try and act like a Christian sometimes by reading the Bible and saying, oh, I'm supposed to do this, I'm supposed to do that. That's not the way you live as a Christian. The way you live as a Christian is you get the Holy Spirit filling you in such a way, and you know God so well is that it shapes you inside. It becomes part of your character, and it just comes out. When you're pressed, it comes out. When you go by, people smell Christ, not a physical smell. They see your gladness. They see your joy. They wonder, why is that guy so happy? Why is that guy so concerned? Why is that guy so generous? I'll tell you why. It's the aroma of Christ coming out. Why is that person working with drug addicts instead of making a lot of money? It's the aroma of Christ. Why is that person deciding to go to another city with minority groups? It's the aroma of Christ. Right? This is the aroma that God wants to produce. And so Esther, 1 year of beauty treatments so she could go before the king. And I tell you, we're going to go before the king. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and He's preparing us to be beautiful. He wants a church that is beautiful. And it's going to come because we allow the Holy Spirit to come into our lives and fill us, to soften us, and because we get the aroma of Christ, because we are broken. We are broken from ourselves, and we let the life of Christ come out of us. Are you there? Okay. So you guys, beauty treatment time. Come on now. It's beauty treatment time for all of us. All right? And that's what God is doing. He's doing a work in Esther to prepare her for her ministry. And I'll tell you, He wants to do a work in us before we can be released to ministry fully. We've got to be broken and we've got to be softened before we can fully be used. Before we get before the king, God wants to do this transforming work in our lives. And so this is the simple message to us today. I believe that some of us here have not experienced the softening of heart that God wants to give to us. And some of us here have become hardened over the course of time by that deceitfulness of sin. And I believe God has just given us a message here today. We sang the song, Beautiful, Beautiful One. When I went to China and saw Lily and I saw the people who her and Barnabas, her husband, were affecting, it was beautiful. Yes. When I went to her home in 2005 and saw the drug addicts living with her, they weren't visiting. They didn't come in for an hour to visit and Lily said, hey, let me lead you in a Bible study and then you go back. No. They lived in their home. They were with them all the time, basically. And they were seeing their lives and sharing the Word of God together. That is beautiful. God doesn't want us to be part-time. He wants us to be His all the time. All right? Now, I got more to say on this chapter, but I'm just going to stop here. Sorry. I just think God wants to minister us. We need it's a call today for a beauty treatment. All right, let's go ahead and pray. Lord, we thank You that You preparing Esther for a time when she went before the king, and the king would see and smell her beauty. And Lord, I just thank You that You want to do a deeper work than making our skin soft. I'm glad You want to make a deeper work in us than just making us smell pretty with some perfume on the outside. Lord, that You want us to be filled with Your life and filled with Your beauty. So Lord, I just want to pray, Lord, You'd touch us right now. by your Holy Spirit and show us, Lord, how to respond to this. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Come on, Jesus. Just while we're in an attitude of prayer, I just want to share with you that the beauty of God was seen at the cross of Jesus Christ. There was the aroma of life because there was one who died for our sins. There was one who was willing to take on us everything that separates us from God, every evil thought, every evil deed, every selfishness, every corruption of heart. It was there on him at the cross. Everything that each one of us has done that is unlovely, unloving, was on Jesus Christ. And he did that to show the beauty of his love and his holiness. And so there's an invitation. If you want to have a soft heart, the first place to start is by receiving Jesus Christ. He is the one who will give you a new heart by his Holy Spirit. And so I'm just giving an invitation to any of you who have not received Christ as your Savior, as the one who came into the world to purchase you by his blood. You can respond in faith by saying, yes, I would like a new life in Jesus. I would like to receive Jesus Christ today. If you're here and you've never come to Christ before, you've never accepted Jesus, but you hear your heart pulling, in your heart you hear a voice calling to you, then I'm going to invite you to respond by raising your hand and saying, yes, today is the day I want to become a new person in Christ. Anyone here have that desire? Anyone want to become a new creation? Anyone? Just want to give you a moment more. Anyone want to lift their hands to the Lord? Yes. Yes. Anyone else? Yes. Very good. Anyone else? For your word, and thank you for this call on our lives to become beautiful to you today. In Jesus' name, amen.